It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
So you know you can email me questions right now live, and I can answer your questions live here. You can just email AskDrMikeSmith at RadioMD.com, or you can call 877-711-5211. All right, I'm going to go first for a quick question, and then I'm going to get into the MS question. The first question is xylitol safe? Is xylitol safe? So xylitol is a sugar alcohol that is more and more being used as a sweetener. It's not technically an artificial sweetener because it is found in nature. It's natural in fruits and veggies. So technically speaking, it's not artificial. So you have two basic types of sweeteners. You got real ones and fake ones, I guess. The real ones would be obviously anything from fruits and vegetables, specifically pectin in the fruits and vegetables. And then you have the fake ones, which is the stuff we definitely want to avoid, right? No fake sweeteners. All those, I mean, they're just made in chemical labs. And they're hundreds of thousands of times sweeter than sugar, and they're just not good. Brain issues, nerve issues, no. So we definitely want to avoid those. So xylitol falls into the real ones because it comes from, you know, fruits and vegetables. And it's classified as a sugar alcohol. So bottom line is it safe? We don't really know yet. In a little bit, you know, in small amounts, probably perfectly fine. But here's the problem in our food culture today. We don't do anything in little amounts. I mean, in little amounts, you could pretty much, your body is so resilient. It's amazing. So almost anything in little amounts is probably fine. But we're not like that. We don't do anything in small little ways. We do everything big, right? So that's the real question is xylitol safe in small amounts? Yes. As a matter of fact, in gum, for instance, it's been shown to prevent cavities, right? But we still don't have ultimate answers when it comes to the larger quantities, which you're starting to see in some of the sodas and sports drinks and energy drinks and stuff like that. So that still remains to be found. I did find that there was in the 1970s, a study concluded, and I'm sorry, I didn't write the reference here, a study concluded no ill effects in humans after subjects consumed large quantities for 1 month. Now, I don't have the number there. But overall, I think it's safe to say that in small amounts, fine. Large amounts, we just don't know about these sugar alcohols like xylitol. Okay, let's go to the main question here for this segment. My mom and my older sister both developed MS, multiple sclerosis. Our family doctor is concerned because he says there is a genetic link. What can I do to protect myself? Now that's a really good question. I did some background research. I do know of one in particular vitamin that I'm going to talk mostly about because I just wrote an article on this for Life Extension and had to do with vitamin D. Vitamin D is very important for nerve health. As a matter of fact, in this one study, people with lower vitamin D levels had worsening MS symptoms. So a study published in the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association found that compared to those with the highest vitamin D blood levels, those with the lowest blood levels were 62% more likely to develop MS and have worsening MS. 62% more likely to develop MS and have worsening MS for people with low vitamin D levels. So this sounds like this is perfect for you, right? So your doctor's concerned about the genetic link with MS, okay? And he should be, and you should be too. So first thing I would do is I'd get tested. Where's your baseline vitamin D? Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. I'm assuming this doctor who's concerned, you say he's a fan or she's a family doctor. So I'm assuming allopathic, conventional, just like me, medical doctor. The vitamin D blood level that they're going to focus on is way too low. Most conventional doctors think that an optimal vitamin D blood level is somewhere around 30 to 40. And I think it's nanograms per mil. So if you get your vitamin D blood level tested, you'll get this number. They're going to look for 30 to 40. I don't know. I actually find that to be way too low. Most of the research shows that the benefit of vitamin D really starts when your blood level is around 50 to 80 nanograms per mil. So first thing I would do is I would have you test it, since you don't have it yet. We want to prevent it in you. And it looks like, based on this one study from the Journal of the American Medical Association, that treating you with vitamin D or using vitamin D prophylactically would be the best way to prevent MS. So get tested. And you're going to want to shoot for a blood level at least in that 50 to 80 range, not the 30 to 40. But then, based on this study, keep in mind, it also showed that people with MS that had low vitamin D did worse. So your mom and older sister should be tested as well. And they should be on vitamin D. A recent study has quantified the impact of vitamin D blood levels on the risk for MS relapse. So here's look at this. This is interesting. So this is a different study. This is really speaking to your mom and older sister now. For each 4 point increase in vitamin D blood level, the risk for MS relapse is reduced by 12%. That's from the Annals of Neurology 2010, August 2010. I'm going to repeat that. That's important for your mom and your older sister. So for you, we got to get you on vitamin D, right? Because we want to prevent it. Shoot for that 50 to 80 nanograms per mil. For your mom and older sister, we want to get them on vitamin D as well, because that original study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that people with the lowest vitamin D level, not only are you at risk for MS, you also, if you have it, you're going to have worse MS. But here's a study from the Annals of Neurology, August 2010, showing that if I simply increase your mom's vitamin D blood level and your oldest sister's vitamin D blood level by just 4 points, 4 nanograms per mil, that's about, let's say, 500 units of vitamin D will do that. 1,000 units of vitamin D will do that easily. If I simply do that, 4 points, I can decrease the risk of relapse of MS by 12%. I mean, come on. I mean, that's awesome information. And what gets me is this is from 2010. And so you're nothing. Listen, I don't know your family doctor, but he's concerned. But yet he didn't know about vitamin D. You guys, It took me just a couple minutes on PubMed to find this stuff. You know, when I was writing the article for Life Extension about MS and vitamin D, I mean, it wasn't that hard to find this information. So maybe for you, this is your opportunity to educate your doctor, you know, if he or she is open to that. You take this kind of information, go to PubMed, search in the search box, vitamin D and MS, and you'll see a lot of stuff pop up. But specifically, look for the study in the Journal of the American Medical Association and the one in Annals of Neurology 2010, August 2010. It's pretty impressive. Vitamin D, very important for MS. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.